Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're not a drummer, you're just a wanker.
I'm both, technically.
That's true.
Hi there, fact seekers. Welcome to the Get Fact podcast. My name is Johnny.
And my name's James.
We're having a nice day, aren't we?
We've had a very nice day.
Yeah, we've been to the shop, which is fine.
It's not like you've got a carer. I've been to the shop.
I have been to the shop. Got some leaves.
Weren't for you, the leaves.
They weren't for me. Got some Fox's Classics biscuits.
Yeah, which you said that your better nana used to get you. You had a favourite nan.
Yeah. I thought everyone had a favourite grandparent.
I've not got a favourite grandparent.
Oh, I have, yeah.
You said one of them, they were both alright, but you preferred another one.
Yeah. I thought that was the case for everyone.
Well, it's not the case for me. I think that's a bit cruel of you to say.
Yeah, right, well.
Anyway, yeah, so anyway. Now we're having a good day. So, sorry, I was just drinking my cup of tea, which was kindly made for me.
Was, wasn't it? You're very welcome.
Yeah. What? Are you trying to take credit for that?
Yeah.
I've written down here, improvements to the show, we get fed edible food now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what made you write that? Because, I mean, there was nothing wrong with the food prior to this.
Well, there was, weren't there? Because it was the pigeon that you made.
Yeah.
That was...
You keep mentioning that pigeon, like it was substandard in some way.
Like, you mean like uncooked and yeah. Still frozen and pink and stuff?
Potentially going to fucking kill you.
So there's that. No, it's just something... Obviously, we were... trying to make a conscious effort to improve things, but I feel like the better food means we have better quality content.
Really?
And obviously a cup of tea as well, which is nice.
Well, it's always nice to have a cup of tea. It is.
Because normally it's beer and
yeah,
we ruin it, don't we?
We do. Sometimes we ruin it because we have too many beers. Which you'd think at 32 I'd stop doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really feeling myself today, am I? Because I've put a load of... What's it called?
Oh, here we go. He's not well again.
Yeah, Valerian hops, oral drops, Dormicine. These are a traditional herbal medicine. Sorry, a traditional herbal medicinal product used for the temporary relief of sleep disturbances resulting from mild anxiety. I mean, I don't have anxiety, but I just can't fucking sleep lately. So I tipped off a bottle of that and a glass of wine last night. Mm. But the glass of
Did
wine.
Did the doctor recommend that? Is that what he said?
No.
Tip half of this into a bottle, into a glass of wine?
No, well, my dosage, what do you call it? Recommended daily dosage of anything is take lots with alcohol.
Yeah.
It's a good song, that, as well.
Oh, here we go. Buy some fucking bizarre band no one's ever heard of.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, that really fucked me up. I couldn't remember bits of last night. And it wasn't just one glass of wine, by the way. I'd had 7 pints of Bushmills before that.
Oh, you're hard. So I was just saying, I'll let you date raped yourself.
Yeah, basically, I did, yeah.
Yeah. If you date rape yourself, is that still rape?
I don't think... I was in last night, mate. I don't think I could have got it up.
But could you have consented to yourself?
I can always consent to myself. I'm handsome. We've been through this.
Fair enough. So, yeah. So, how are you feeling today? And then you pick me up in the car and you say, I feel a bit dizzy and stuff.
Yeah, I felt really dizzy. I still do.
Didn't really fill me with any confidence.
Well, good luck getting home, because I feel the same. I feel worse now.
Oh, fuck.
I could fall asleep. Honestly. If I put my head down...
Well, yeah, let's not put your head down.
I'd be out.
Because we're doing... I mean, look at the energy you bring into this now.
I am bringing loads of energy. I had my hair cut today as well. That was good.
You did have... Oh. You're rustling
though. Oh, I am, yeah. That's the biscuit. That's one of the biscuits I got. And, like, you're not going to rustle all the way through this with your fucking paper.
But paper is knowledge.
Is it?
That's a famous phrase, isn't it?
That sounds like bullshit to me.
Right, you had your haircut, yeah.
My haircut, don't you think I'm handsome?
No. You know, when she actually saw your head, I bet she was like, God, this is longer than I thought.
So that was, to be fair, that was how it started. So I was talking to my mate, who said she was a hairdresser, and I'd said, are you good enough to do anything with this shape head, essentially?
Mm.
And she said, there's nothing wrong with your head.
It's like What's the rectangle circle one? What's that?
An oblong.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What's the rectangle circle one?
Yeah.
Fucking amateur. We've been let down by Maynard's wine gums.
Bassett's, yeah.
Yeah, tangy.
You know, like, normally at the start of podcast, you do adverts, and we've just slated everything so far.
Yeah, I could do an advert for my product.
Go on then.
I've decided, so as we know, I'm a bit skint at the moment. Permanently. Mm. So what I've done though, I needed to get some exfoliating face cream to help wash my face and things like that.
Yeah.
But it was like £6 a tub, right? So I thought, I'm not having that. So
sorry, a tub? I've not heard the phrase tub since like, since I was a child.
All right, well, it's expensive anyway, right? And so what I've done is I just put some Quavers in my shower gel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that working out for you?
It's really good, yeah.
Yeah,
smell a bit cheesy some days, but...
Thought you were. Anyway, Bassett's, right. Maynard's Bassett's let us down. Why?
Yeah, shit.
Why, though?
It was shit.
What was shit?
The flavour.
Of what?
The taste of the wine gum.
Tangy wine gum's rubbish.
Yeah, they weren't tangy at all. They weren't sour.
No, they're supposed to be, yeah, tangy and sour.
Mm. And they tasted like a normal wine gum. It kind of gone off a bit and it was all like... The texture was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're doing something with your hand then, no one can see that.
Oh yeah, they can't, can't they? Imagine what I'm doing with my hand, that's what the texture was.
Anyway, should we get on to some facts?
Let's get on to some facts. So, as you know, this is the Get Fact podcast, and this week you'll have seen... the title.
Really pretentious now because you've done some research on an iPad,
right,
on a tablet.
116 episodes you've been trying to get me to do research. I've finally done some. I've got it all typed up on my little iPad so I'm not rustling like you are.
Perhaps I should just do a slow clap for you for doing research.
I think I've done well.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
So we're doing about ancient Greek mythology today.
Yeah.
And then next week, you're going to go into a bit more detail about Hercules, aren't you?
Yeah, indeed. Very good animals that work to come as well.
Yeah. See, this is how organised we're getting now. We actually know what's going to happen next week. Greek civilization was one of the most influential in world history. What did the... What?
It's just weird, Larry. It's like watching a child in a school play.
I've got my lines. Democracy, maths, and philosophy all came from...
And bombing, I think.
They were, quite literally, they were buggers for it. A lot of the statues in ancient Greece had large, erect penises on them. And basically, the guys all used to get it on, and then the women would only be used for... Well, used, you know, the men would only show interest in the women for the sake of procreation. So they made all the statues with knobs on, and then the women could fuck them instead.
Yeah, that's not true, is it?
Yeah. That's why all the statues in Greece have large erect penises on them.
Oh, well, it's not. That's not true.
Oh, is it large erect peni?
Because any with a large penis, they were depicting bad guys.
Yeah, well, where do you think it comes from? Women love a bad guy.
They love a bad guy that they can change. And then the sort of the heroic people with a small penis. I imagine you're quite heroic in that sense, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's plucky.
And if you squint, it doesn't look too bad, does it?
No. A bit on the wonk more and more lately.
On the wonk? What's on the wonk? Bit wonk, like a bit, Leaning Tower?
Yeah.
Leaning Tower of penis? Would people take a picture of it from a distance?
And pretend they were holding it up?
Yeah.
Right, so they did Greek food.
This is your
democracy.
Research, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. They did Greek food.
Right, so no, do you know what all started all this mythology crap?
I'm pretty sure they started with tzatziki.
Right. Who?
it's a Greek dip.
Is it? Oh, right. Yeah. I thought it was one of the gods I'd missed.
Who?
So, basically, with this, right, it's shit. I've been genuinely been researching this all day, right? Yeah. Lord of Toss. It's basically Harry Potter.
Right, and whose idea was this as a topic?
Oh, someone suggested it years ago.
Right, okay. Well, we're doing it now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's nice to tell the listener now that it's shit. Perhaps just turn off now.
Well, just... You know what you're getting yourself in for. I'm not going to accuse the lion, right?
Right, okay.
Speaking of lion, have you seen they're all gone batshit for this Lion King trailer?
Yeah, but I wasn't really a big fan of Lion King to start
with. I like the Jungle Book.
Well, yeah. So I've been told, so I'm led to believe.
Yeah, I couldn't give a fuck about your Lion King, really, you know. I mean, I'll go and see it, but...
I won't even go and see it.
I don't mind Hakuna Matata.
Are you?
Hakuna Matata.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah. It means no worries, but other than that, we can take it or leave it.
If they don't do a compare the meerkat joke in that film, that's a good opportunity for them, that, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. Just have one of them in a bathrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a pipe. Just, you know, if Disney are listening.
Yeah, which they probably are.
Not too late. Squeeze that in.
I think it might be too late.
Do you think?
They've already started showing trailers for it. The film will be well gone.
Oh, well, there you go. Johnny's obviously a professional at film now, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on.
Right, so it started out, right? There was these fellas...
Jesus Christ.
What?
There was these fellas, yeah?
Yeah, the primordial gods.
Yeah.
Right, one of which was called Uranus, which is what the planet's named after.
Mm.
Right? And they knocked up...
My anus?
Your anus, yeah.
Right.
They knocked up...
A woman?
No.
A house?
No. They knocked up... not Olympians, the ones before then. Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Titans were before... Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Titans, you won't know, but one of them was Atlas.
Weren't they with Denzel Washington in that film? Where we teach them to be a basketball. Coach Carter. No, sorry. Carry on.
No idea what you're on about. So the Titans were in charge.
Mm.
And then they knocked up the Olympians, who lived on Mount Olympus and was Zeus and all them.
Yeah.
Right? But then they had a row with the... the Olympians had a row with the Titans and won.
Yeah.
But so then they became the gods.
In a nutshell. I mean, I think I'm sure it was like a 9-year war or something.
10 years it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when they lost, they made Atlas carry the earth on his back as punishment.
Mm.
But actually, when you see him, that famous thing where he's bent over with the world on his shoulders, that's not correct because he was actually sentenced to hold the heavens up forever.
Not the earth. Oh, there you go.
And then one of them was tied to a rock and had the liver pecked out by an eagle, and then Hercules had to go and knack the eagle. But save that for next week because that's your bit.
Oh, teaser.
Told you I'd researched, didn't I?
Mm.
Still on page one, mate. 12 minutes in.
I mean,
page
the thing
one.
Is, people will know because they've downloaded it how long this is. So we'll see what gets done. Won't we?
Yeah. Oh, you mean when I've cut out all that umming and ahhing?
Yeah. No. But, no, I just mean like, if they think, Jesus, is this him rambling for another 50 minutes now?
Oh, right, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's what you're getting.
Buckle up.
Hades was down in the underworld.
Wasn't that the place where... Was that the knicker factory in Coronation Street?
Yeah.
With Mike Baldwin, was it?
Mike Baldwin, yeah, it was, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's an obscure reference
it
to
is,
make.
Isn't it? But Underworld, now I'm thinking about it, I see where that name came from. Never like soaps.
Fucking hell, mate. So anyway, the Underworld, so that's there, that's Greek hell.
Yeah.
You've got Hades, he's in charge of things down there.
Mm.
So you'd imagine you'd be a bit of a bastard.
Yeah.
Do you imagine that?
I do imagine that, Johnny, yeah.
Like our version of the devil, if you got a better version of our devil.
Yeah, but I don't think he is strictly, though, is he?
He's not, no, because you know we got the job.
Did he volunteer?
No.
What, did he pull lots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do straws.
Oh, actually, no, because isn't he the brother of Zeus?
Yeah.
And Zeus said, I'll be upstairs and you'll be downstairs type thing.
Well, no, there's him, Poseidon, and Zeus. And they drew straws to see what realm they would
get.
Yeah,
Poseidon got the sea.
Zeus ocean. Got the sky, and Hades got the underworld.
Mm.
But, and this is the thing where I'm a bit, I don't understand the point of him, right? Because he just does fuck all. So you've got...
He's a bit like you.
Well, yeah, a bit. Yeah, he's just there, but no one really needs him or wants him. So, because you've got, like, in our world, if you like, you've got, well, if you believe, if you subscribe to that theory, you've got death, haven't you?
Yeah.
That when you die, death takes you to heaven or hell.
Like the Grim Reaper type fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
What's wobbling? Is that you?
Oh, that's my foot, sorry. So Hades doesn't do that. That is the job of...
He's got like a glamorous assistant.
Thanatos.
Who?
Thanatos, which sounds like a cheap sanitary product.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something for thrush.
Thanatos. So people with lisps can still go rollerblading when they're menstruating. So he does that, right, but Thanatos only did it for nice, peaceful deaths. If you had a violent death, then it was his sisters, the Kerries.
The Kerries? Like, yeah. Irish, were they?
K-E-R-E-S. They were the spirits of slaughter and disease.
I like the Kerries. Hello there, no, you're not too well. Come with us.
Yeah, only painful death, though, so it'd have to be...
Oh, Jesus, it's not looking too good for you.
Yeah, that's better.
And who was the other one? What was it? What, is there another type of death?
Excuse me? No, that's your lot.
Is it? Okay, just a little burp there.
Yeah. Orpheus went into the underworld to get his bride, and Hades was so moved that he said you could have her as long as you didn't look back. And then he turned around to look back.
At what?
But, I don't know.
What do you mean, turn around and look back?
It made it sound like it was something everybody already knew. I think it's where that Oasis song comes from.
Don't look back in...
The underworld.
Yeah.
I heard you say. Yeah.
So what? So he got. So he said, you can have her back. So his bride died, I'm assuming, now.
Yeah.
And he went to get her, and then Hades was like, oh, that's really nice. You can have her, but don't look back. Which way is he looking?
I think he's walking out of hell, and he's saying, don't look back and check she's all right.
But is she not with him?
Yeah.
So why is he looking back?
I don't know.
Did someone go, oh, mate, you've dropped your wallet or something?
I think that was the impression I got.
Oh, your flip flops come off.
Yeah, and then he's turned around and go, cheers, mate. And because he's turned around.
Yeah, and he's gone, no, you, what, and what did he do? Take her back?
Yeah.
Right.
And then they kept them both in hell. Mm-hmm. But that's not Hades' fault, is it?
But surely, if you wanted to be with her, why is he that bothered? Just be with
yourself,
her in hell.
Just do the sensible thing and kill yourself.
In hell?
Yeah. Well, no, he's not in hell, he'd walk to hell to get
it. Yeah, no, but then he'd look back.
I don't know.
Right, you don't, do you?
No.
It's just guesswork, isn't it?
No, that's research.
Right, okay.
Right. This is where, you know, I said it was Harry Potter.
Oh, you said it's like Harry Potter, but it's not.
Yeah, the Greeks didn't like saying Hades' name.
Right, what did they say? His name who can't be said?
More or less. I don't know what they actually said, but yeah, they didn't like to say his name. And they would avert their heads when they prayed to him. So that's...
Avert their heads?
Yeah.
What do you mean, avert their heads?
Like, look away.
From what?
From the statue they were praying to.
Right. You didn't say that, did you?
Oh, I thought it was self-explanatory. If you've got a Greek bloke praying to a god, there'll be a fucking statue involved, innit?
Well, not necessarily.
All the Greeks did was philosophise and make statues. Well, fuck us for
That's
a bit
quite
of
quite a sweeping statement, isn't it?
But what else did they do? More maths, all right then, yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting around thinking about shit and carving shit.
Right.
And when they weren't doing that, they were thinking about carving shit.
Right, fair enough. So they wouldn't look at the statue of Hades when they were praying to him?
Yeah, they'd have a look over there.
Well, if they didn't like him, why would they pray to him then?
Because he was still a god.
Right. Johnny's just having a yawn.
I am. Athena and Poseidon both wanted to be the guardian of a city.
Right.
And there's a city that they both like. Can you guess what the city was called?
Was it... Sorry, just kicked the table. Was it... Atlantis?
No. Athena and Poseidon both wanted to be the guardian of a city. Can you guess what the city was called?
Was it... I don't know.
Are you doing this on purpose?
No.
Is this acting?
No.
Athena.
You don't just tell me a name.
They both wanted to be guardians of a city. So what they did was they both presented a gift to the city and see who they liked best, essentially.
To the city?
Yeah. So Poseidon gave the city a beautiful water spring where they could get fresh, clean drinking water from and all that.
Yeah.
Because he was from the sea, all the water was salty, so it was no good to them. And
they didn't think that through, did they?
Well, no, they didn't.
That's the sort of gift you'd give.
Yeah. Some of them was like thoughtful, but
fucked up,
mainly
like,
useless.
Yeah.
And then Athena give them an olive tree that give them.
So you're referencing Athens now?
Yeah, that's how Athens got its name.
Right.
Because she gave.
But you know,
a
if you emphasise a name, that doesn't really mean anything. You just go Athena.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily give me a clue, does it?
Well, it did that time.
Well, it didn't.
It did because you got it because it emphasised the name.
Yeah, but you just kept fucking repeating yourself. I've got a fact about that somewhere.
Have you?
Just to jump in. Yeah. Apparently, she kicked the earth and created the first olive tree.
Oh, right. Well, it's an olive tree she gave to this Athens.
And she was the goddess of war. Did you know that?
I did. Along with another bloke who's on my next page.
Do you know how Athena was born?
Well, when a mummy god loves daddy god
very much. Not quite. Zeus had a headache and he got someone to split it open with an axe.
Yeah, splitting headache.
And Athena was born from his forehead in full armour.
Ooh.
So there's Athena for you, with your stupid bloody emphasis. Yeah, it's not. Is that in your silly little iPad research? Is it?
I'm good. I've not made a noise now. Speaking of Zeus, though, while we're on him, he was a bit of a bugger, wasn't he?
Was he?
If it had a pulse, mate, he'd fuck it. He was a horny little bastard.
Yeah.
And there was a nymph called Echo.
Right,
and it was her job. Have you heard this?
Echo.
Have you heard this one?
No.
This is dead good, this. So it was Echo's job to distract Hera, his wife, from
Ida.
His affairs.
Right, not at all, but go on, yeah.
What? It's Hera.
It's Ida.
It's Hera.
It's not.
Anyway, she'd be sat there, he'd be off banging the maid or something.
Banging the maid? You've watched too many pornographic films.
All right, he'll be down. Well, what else happens in them? He'll be there doing plumbing around some bird's house. And then Hera will come in and be like, oh, I'm distracted by the nymph Echo. That must be what's going on, right? And then she finally found out that the nymph had been distracting her and helping him, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So she, as punishment, put a spell or a curse or whatever it's called so that Echo could only ever repeat the words of others.
That's where the term Echo comes from.
Yeah. And a dolphin.
That one off the computer game?
Yeah. Never played that.
It's alright.
Was it?
Yeah, not bad.
I've never liked computer games where you're underwater.
That's computer games. Why? Do you feel like you have to hold your breath?
Yeah.
Is that what you've been doing?
I once had a game called RoboCod when I was a kid.
RoboCod?
Yeah.
Jesus. I can't imagine that would have too
It was
well.
James Pond.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it was good, that.
Any other fish puns while we're here?
Just for the hell of it. Where are we up, were you? Oh, 20 minutes in, we're going strong. Ares, god of war.
Right, yeah. Ares? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
Ares.
Yeah. Where does he live? Under your armies? It doesn't work, does it?
No, armies are the ones who go to war. Him and Athena, they're both... Right. Ares personifies havoc and bloodshed, and Athena is the goddess of defence, strength and righteous battle. Right? But, despite being the god of war, Ares actually... bit of a fanny and a coward, and his family hate him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he shout, "War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing."
I'm not sure, actually.
No. Is that not in any of the scriptures?
No. Well, we'll say yes, he did. Medusa.
Yeah.
Medusa, that Veruca. everyone gives her a bad name, don't they?
Yeah. Well, she was. I mean, you couldn't look at her, could you, directly?
No.
Without a mirror.
But everyone claims it's her, right?
What do you mean everyone claims it's her?
Well, there was three Gorgons.
There was three what?
Gorgons.
Gorgons?
Yeah.
What's a gorgon?
A snake, yeah, look at me, I'll turn you into stone.
Right.
Medusa was a gorgon.
Right.
There were three.
Yeah, but if you looked at her though, would you go, did you turn to stone?
Yeah, but you would with the two sisters as well. They were called Steno and Uriel.
Right.
Which sound like parts of a penis.
Do they?
Yeah.
The Stena and the Uriel?
Yeah.
Oh, get it right in up into the Uriel, love. Ugh. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, if I said, if I came to you and said, oh, mate, my Stena's infected.
Which you often have.
Yeah. Oh, my Uriel's gone green.
Oh.
That was it. So it wasn't just her.
Is that what the stair lift's named after as well?
Oh, I don't know, but I bought one of them the other week. It's driving me up the fucking wall.
Hey. Sorry, I'll try not to disturb you.
No. It's fine. It's fine.
Do you want me to, while you're struggling?
Yeah, go on then. Well, I mean, look, we're 25 minutes in there. I think I've done well.
Poseidon, god of the sea, responsible for earthquakes.
Yeah.
And there was a fella called Argos, right? Not the shop.
Yeah.
He was a 100-eyed giant. He had, like, eyes, like, all up his legs and that. I just thought that's a bit like some of the staff in Argos with their acne, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that where they got the name from, Trink? Cronus as well. Have you heard of who Cronus is?
I like how you'd written there, Argos, not the shop.
Yeah. Cronus.
Yeah.
He was Zeus's father.
Oh, what did he drink?
So, well, he managed...
Coronas.
Oh, he stick a lime in the top. He managed to overthrow his father, which you mentioned, Uranus.
Yeah.
Right, you know how he did it?
Horse race.
No, he cut his cock off.
Oh, nice.
Basically, Uranus made love with Gaia, or Gaia.
Gaia.
Who was like for the earth. And imprisoned all his children under, until Gaia conspired with Cronus to kill him. So yeah, he cut his penis off with a big axe.
Oh.
Sounds like a normal night in Middlesbrough, that,
don't you? Wouldn't need a big axe for mine.
No, you didn't need to. What would you need? Just like nail clippers.
One of them, you know, them little cheese string things you get. It's one of them would do.
A cheese string?
Yeah.
Like cheese wire?
Yeah.
Well, cheese wire's quite sharp, though, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, yeah, I'd like it to be sharp. If you're going to cut it off, I want it off quick.
No, but... Yes, yeah, but it's not like that... What's that? Like magic sand? It's not like that, is it?
What's not?
It's like malleable. Is it malleable?
Is what malleable?
Your penis. Why can you cut it with cheese wire?
I thought
like you could do it with like nail clippers or something, because it's...
No, that'd take ages to cut through it.
Little gap.
Oh, right, so you're thinking it'd fit in that...
Yeah, in the
right,
little
slot. Well,
that's
slot. Just not being realistic there, are you?
Sorry. And yet cheese wire.
Well, yeah, because that's like a guillotine action, isn't it? You could rest your knob on the marble.
Right, oh.
Because they've all got a marble bottom, haven't they?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mine has.
I think the cheese man has just a big bit of wire, though. He just cuts it with, like, freestanding wire.
Whoa, like freestyle?
Yeah, on, like, two... I'm holding my hands out now, like, two...
He's pretending to play the accordion.
Corkscrew type jobby things. And they'll just cut through the cheese.
Oh,
right. Never seen a cheese man.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you could cut your knob with cheese wire because it has got cheese.
No, that's too easy. You're a dick.
Cut cheese. Behind the foreskin.
Right. That's half an hour. Animals at work.
Do you want animals at work? So we're just fucking. Is that it now? You've done all your research, have you?
Yeah, well, we've done an half hour show, haven't we? Well,
sake, that's Johnny doing unbelievable.
What's wrong with that?
Have you got the jingle for animals at work?
I don't know, you know.
Of course you don't. Right, this animals at work will be more detailed than your, than that attempt.
What do you mean attempt? You're not levelling that at me. I sat all afternoon and researched like I promised I would, and we've got a half hour show, so fuck you.
Animals at work.
Animals at work. Yeah.
Morocco the horse, or Banksy's horse, not the spray paint artist from Birmingham. 1586 to 1606, I reckon the horse was from. So, historical one for you.
All right. How old did that make him when he died?
20.
What's the life expectancy of a horse?
I think they can be like 50 or something, can't they?
Bollocks, you made that up off the top of your fucking head.
Can't they?
Bullshit.
Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
How old can a horse be if it's looked after properly? Not like one that Johnny would have. He'd probably feed it fucking dog meat or something.
If it's like any of them ones you had on that fucking computer game.
Oh, God, and that Red Dead, you're terrible, aren't you? Anyway, yeah. Late 16th and early 17th century horse, sometimes referred to as the thinking horse.
Why was it always late?
Or the dancing horse, hey. Owned by Staffordshire-born William Banks, sometimes called Richard Banks, who became a stable hand for the Earl of Essex. Why is it, in the olden days, people would just change the name? So you'd be like... You'd be like Johnny Murphy, sometimes known as Chris Murphy. Why did they do that?
I think because back in the day, the reason it is people couldn't spell particularly well. So what would happen is you'd be Lord Jonathan William Murphy.
You think a lot of yourself, say, don't yeah. you? Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh shit, I'm going to Ashton. Tell you what, lads, call this Joe. Call this Chris. Something that can spell.
Think, well, William and Richard. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Morocco could walk on two. And
does that mean he changed from Little Willie to Big Dick?
Quite possibly. I suppose depending on how excited he was. Mm. Morocco could walk on two and three legs and could play dead. He proved particularly intelligent, given his ease to be educated. So basically, when he started working in a stable, he had this horse and he sort of trained it in that.
Mm.
And then he was like, "Oh, this horse is actually really quite clever." So what do you do naturally in the 16th, 17th century? You go out, don't you, and start to earn money off it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, Banks referred to him as Senor, so he'd be like, oh, Senor, like his horse.
I'd have called it Mayo.
Go on.
And then I just said, hi there, this is my horse, Mayo. Mayo Niz.
Terrible joke. Now, knowing the horse's ability, Banks sold all his possessions and used the money to buy the horse silver horseshoes. I think that's probably a posh thing.
I mean, that's just what? So... He made a load of money from it.
No, not at this point. He sold all his possessions and used all that money to buy the horse silver horseshoes.
Oh, right. Give it more stage presence.
Give it more stage presence, was that? I think it's just because do you have to replace them as often if they're silver? I don't know. Anyway.
Anthony.
Yeah, you're going to do a lot of equestrian research. Equine?
Equine.
Yeah. Anyway, shortly after... They moved to London to perform at Inn-Yard Theatres. Do you know what an Inn-Yard Theatre is? Because I didn't know this until I did this.
Of course I know what an Inn-Yard fucking theatre is, you dick.
Go on, what is it then if you're so fucking good?
A theatre in someone's yard.
Basically, it's a large bar with a courtyard for performances and balconies for observers.
Thank you.
Okay. Banks lived at the Cross Keys Inn on Gracechurch Street, where they're actually.
That's in Yarm, that, the Cross Keys.
In London, aren't they? I thought
that was... Well, in Yarm, anyway. The Cross Keys. So is it, are they in London or Yarm?
London.
Well, why are they at the Cross Keys? That's in Yarm.
No, it's the Cross Keys Inn.
The Cross Keys Inn is in Yarm.
It's not, anyway. Right, so Morocco could pull out particular audience members, such as people wearing spectacles, on command, so he'd pick you out straight away.
Well, yeah.
Old specky boy. Pick you out, probably take them off you, so you had them tiny eyes on the show. Everyone would laugh at you.
I mean, not a very nice thing to say.
He could distinguish between colours, such as green and violet. Do you reckon you could do that?
Struggle.
In one particular stunt, the horse drank a large bucket of water and would urinate on Banks' command.
Yeah.
That's a talent. Are you just on your phone now?
I'm looking up the Cross Keys in Yarm.
In another,
they've changed it to the Keys now.
Well, there you go. In another, he was told to pick out the maids, which were virgins, from the Malkins, which are like the slappers, from the audience. So he'd probably struggle to do that today, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Won't be able to do that. When ordered to bow to Queen Elizabeth I, Morocco was trained to do so. When ordered to bow to Philip II, who was the King of Spain at the time, the horse would bare his teeth, whinny, and chase Banks off stage.
And what's a whinny?
Go on, are you going to do it?
No, you do it. I can't do the noise as well.
I don't really. Do you want to do that? You try it. I want to see.
Oh,
it.
No, I can't. I'll fuck it up.
No, try it. I don't think I could top that, so there you go. So that trick was quickly copied by other animal performers and acts, so they were like, that's amazing.
Oh, all right.
So he was like ahead of his time, sort of ahead of the curve. Whether by sleight of hand or intelligence, Morocco was known for his counting abilities. Coins could be collected from the audience and Morocco would indicate to whom the coin belonged to and with stomps of his hoof how many coins had come from each person. So he could count as well, and everyone's like, whoa, this horse is amazing. The show became so popular that songs were written about it.
What did the song go like?
They were lost.
Aww.
So people can only speculate what they were like.
Mayo, the magic horse, he'll count coins from your purse. Mayo, the magic horse, he'll count all the coins and stamp his hoof.
Probably better than that.
Yeah.
He was mentioned in Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost.
Yeah.
And he was called the Counting Horse or something in that play. So what do you do after that? You go on to Edinburgh, don't you?
Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Edinburgh, yeah. Of course you do. That's what he went to do.
Get his tight hour together.
Yeah, a good solid hour. And then they went on to Paris. In Paris, Banks was arrested and accused of sorcery. And he's just going to have one of them horrible sweets.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what you're banging on about, this fucking pony.
No, it's good. Is it better than your shit? Listen, so he got arrested and they were like, well, you're obviously some sort of witch or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was forced to explain he used subtle hand gestures to help the horse.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Then he left Paris and he went to Orleans, which is north central France.
Mm.
If you're wondering. Where they were...
Is that old Orleans then?
It must be, yeah, not the new one. They were really popular again. Again, he was arrested and he was accused of sorcery.
Don't speak French in New Orleans?
I mean, someone probably definitely does.
Well, you're going, that's why it's called that, isn't it?
So, again, he was arrested and he was accused of sorcery again. He was sentenced.
I know you said that three times.
To
I keep
burn
interrupting
at the stake.
You.
I know. And he was given a last show to redeem himself. And he was like, look, I'm not a witch or whatever you claim me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in his last show, during the performance, Morocco knelt before a cross held by one of the priests, proving he was not of the devil. And when Banks left, he was given money and great commendations for his troubles. Morocco also performed in Frankfurt, Lisbon, Rome, and Wolfenbüttel, in which is like near Hanover, as late as 1605. So he was like a modern day rock star.
Right.
Did like a European tour, a bit like Hitler.
Yeah.
But more successful.
A bit more successful and a bit less hatey.
Yeah. He probably died around 1606, the horse, that is.
Oh, bless him.
After which Banks revealed his training methods, which were published in a book in 1607, cashed in straight away.
Of course you did, absolutely.
Businessman, of course you do. The new book's out, probably revealed how much he hated the horse and how he was a bit
of a twat. They probably didn't get on.
You're like, oh yeah, he was a womaniser.
It was the horse.
Yeah. Banks at this point, very well fit. He took a job in King James I's stables in 1608. He died in 1641, well known for his wit, apparently. So there you go, animals at work. Bit of history for you there, Johnny.
Very nice.
And because that's been done now, I can... there you go.
ASMR again, though.
Bit of ASMR for you.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for coming to the Get Fact podcast. If you've not had enough of... what did we just do this about? Greek mythology. Then we've got more coming next week, haven't we?
We have indeed.
What are we doing next week?
Hercules.
Hercules, which is James's one.
Yeah,
so
don't worry about Johnny's god-awful research.
No, wrong with Johnny's god-awful research. Get in touch, any episode suggestions, getfatcast@gmail.com. If you want to send us any money, my short code is...
Don't give yourself. People can.
05
don't. You shouldn't
3,
do that.
1.
You shouldn't
what?
Do that. People can work out how to. Why are you giving that out?
What they're going to steal me? I've got £3.49 in my account. What the fuck can I have it?
Yeah, you shouldn't do that though.
Literally, have my card and my pin. Look, if anybody wants to send us money,
don't beg for money.
I'm not begging for money. I'm just saying if they want to. I'm not even saying please. I'm just saying if they want to, then they can send us it. Email is getfatcast@gmail.com.
You're right there. Yeah.
You are.
I thought you were going to be sick then.
No, my stomach's going. I feel really ill. Listen, tweet us
@getfactcast.
@getfactcast.
Yeah, we're on Acast, iTunes, other stuff,
and Spotify now.
We're on Spotify now.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
You're just talking slow on get purpose on now, aren't you? Because you can see I need to wrap this up.
No, you want to wrap it up? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, nice one. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.